Friday, May 8th, is Do It for Dolly Day. Join us and go blue to end bullying. Start the conversation and help fund life-changing anti-bullying support. Find out more at doitfordollyday.org.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Matthew Perry was well known for the decade he spent on the comedy show Friends as the character Chandler Bing.
What happened?
But behind the scenes, he was battling an addiction to alcohol and painkillers, which he wrote about in his memoir Friends, Lovers and the Big Terrible Thing. He also spoke in interviews about relapsing more than 60 times.
And you can't stop. I could not stop unless I was locked away somewhere.
Ketamine is a short-acting but potent anesthetic with hallucinogenic properties that is sometimes prescribed to treat depression and other psychological disorders. Perry had been undergoing medically supervised ketamine infusions for depression and anxiety at a clinic, turning to unscrupulous providers when clinic doctors refused to increase his dosage. Perry ultimately died of a ketamine overdose in 2023, and prosecutors wasted little time in going after those who had supplied him. The main doctor charged in connection with the drug overdose, Salvador Plasencia, was sentenced to 30 months in prison. Lawyer Mark Bininger says another doctor from San Diego, Mark Chavez, signed an agreement with prosecutors in 2025 to plead guilty to conspiring to distribute the surgical anesthetic.
That he is incredibly remorseful what happened, not just because it happened to Matthew Perry, but because it happened to a patient. He is trying to do everything in his power to right the wrong that happened here. My client is accepting responsibility. He is doing everything in his power to cooperate, to help in this situation.
Two others, Perry's live-in personal assistant Kenneth Iwamasa and Perry acquaintance Eric Fleming, have pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute ketamine. Prosecutors said Eric Fleming, along with a woman dubbed the Ketamine Queen, Jasveen Sanger, sold Perry 51 vials of ketamine, while his assistant repeatedly injected Perry with the drug in the lead-up to his fatal overdose. Fleming and Iwamasa are yet to be sentenced, but Sangha has now been jailed for 15 years. Defence lawyer Mark Geragos says he's bitterly disappointed by the outcome.
If you weren't in the courtroom, the argument is there's no way that Jasveen is five times more culpable than the person who injected Matthew Perry with the drug or the doctor who got the drug. To me, it's absurd in the literal meaning of the word. And if this is what the criminal justice system or the theory of crime and punishment is, that the dealer should get five times as much as the person who injects the drug, who is there to take care of somebody, then maybe I've been practicing too long.
But that's not how Perry's stepfather, Keith Morrison, feels. He told the judge that he and Perry's mother, Suzanne, feel a daily grinding sadness and sorrow. And speaking outside court, Mr. Morrison has called the sentence entirely appropriate.
Look, you have to have a heart of stone to wake up every morning and make a business out of feeding off the addictions of vulnerable people who are desperate for drugs. Then when you're forced to, you know, confront what you have done, if you don't feel some sense of shame or sorrow, and you're not even human, I think she'll do fine in prison.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
Beyond tech hype, bots and code, what does artificial intelligence really mean for us? Data Dreams, Art and AI unites 10 visionary artists in one groundbreaking exhibition to consider how AI transforms the way we live, think and create. Part of the Sydney International Art Series, Data Dreams, now on at the Museum of Contemporary Art Australia until 27 April. Book your tickets today at mca.com.au.